Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
with one of our favorite jazz sounds around here on Neon Jazz. That's the legendary Joe Locke on the vibraphone kicking things off with a cut off his latest 2015 album called Love is a Pendulum. That's the tune Last Ditch Wisdom. Joe was a master of the vibes, along with being a composer and a great educator. He was born in Palo Alto, California, but he was raised in Rochester, New York. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what Joe had to say about growing up in a very music-rich Rochester.
Rochester was such a great and fertile place for somebody who was into jazz at that time because you had the Eastman School of Music, and there were all these great musicians coming through the Eastman School. But then the local community, the grassroots jazz scene was incredible. You had Steve Davis, who had played with the John Coltrane Quartet. You know, he was on My Favorite Things and Coltrane Jazz. And Vinnie Ruggiero, who was a fantastic drummer who had played with Bud Powell.
His prospects were high from an early age. He played with Dizzy Gillespie, Pepper Adams, and Mongo Santamaria while he was in high school. From there, he went on to New York City in 1981 and played with the best in the music business, with the likes of Kenny Barron, Diane Reeves, Rod Stewart, the Beastie Boys, Eddie Henderson, the Mingus Big Band, and the great Randy Brecker. He's toured all over the world, and he's been a part of a huge jazz legacy as a self-taught improviser who is considered one of the major voices on his instrument, the vibes. And over this next hour of music together, we will feature the music, life, and quotes of this music journeyman who is called Joe Locke. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves the vibes and celebrates the best in jazz every day, from 18 and Vine to clubs like Broadway Jazz, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to give you the best of Joe Locke on this hour of vibes and jazz. Joined by Milt Jackson's tribute band and another busy year of music, 2015, this is the song Opus de Funk from Joe Locke on the album Revelation.
Thank you.
this is Joe Locke, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, keeping the vibe alive.
joined by the great pianist David Hazeltine with his quartet. That was Joe in 2005 with the song Can We Talk off the Mutual Admiration Society album. So in 1998, Joe recorded a duet record with Frank Kimbrough, Saturn's Child, and did some memorable collaborations with pianist Kenny Barron. And it was in 2000 that Locke recorded with groups like The Storytelling and Walls of Freedom, and he was a member of Storm's Nocturne with Tim Garland and Jeffrey Keyser. And it was in 2004 and 5 that Locke teamed up again with pianist Keyser for two recordings. And for all the collaborations and music ventures, this is what Joe had to say about why he loves and why he picked jazz.
I think it was the players that captured me. That idea of this being a music where everybody sounded completely different and everybody had a different way of expressing their soul through their instruments.
In 2009, with David Hazeltine and his quartet again, this is Feroa Joy off the follow-up album called Mutual Admiration Society 2. Thank you.
Hi, this is Peter Slam, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
From the 2008 album Force of Four, that was the tune Like Joe. So we have touched on all the collaborations Joe has done over his career with cats like Russell Malone, Eddie Higgins, Vic Juris, the New York Quartet, Tim Garland's Storm's Nocturne Chamber Trio, and vocalist Diana Reeves. But he is also a very well-respected educator. He's worked with student ensembles, teaching at numerous educational institutions in both America and Europe. But it's the stage that he loves and he feels at home. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Joe opened up about this quite a bit. But this is his spin on what it's like to be in that moment on the stage.
As the writer Alan Watts spoke about, that the heron standing by the pool waiting to catch the fish becomes the pool. At that moment, he is the pool. It's really a state of quan, or the state of no mind, which is not thinking about anything at all, just being in the moment and being in a state in a state where you can react to what's happening in the moment on stage. And that's a joyful place to be, man. That's a really joyful place to be.
With his talented quartet, this is Joe on the Vibes in 2007 with the tune Time Like the Present off his album Sticks and Strings, next on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
Hi, this is vibraphonist Stefan Harris, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
We'll be right back.
Back in 2008 with the Tommy Smith Youth Jazz Orchestra, that was Joe again doing it right on the vibes with the tune Hoedown off his album Exploration. Of all the quotes that have lauded Joe for his prowess, this may be one of the best from the Chicago Examiner. Locke has secured a spot among the world's top jazz vibists, and one of the most popular. Without sacrificing his jazz integrity or intent, Locke still manages to engage even casual listeners with a mixture of edgy attitude and artistic purity. One of the many reasons Joe has maintained such a level of greatness has been the greatness he's been surrounded by throughout his career. And this is what Joe told Neon Jazz about playing with esteemed and legendary cats throughout his long career.
Oh, man, I mean, it's great. I've done everything from, you know, from playing with the Beastie Boys. I recorded on the Hello Nasty album by the Beasties to, you know, to playing duets in Europe with Cecil Taylor and everything in between. I mean, I feel like I've been really lucky.
The collaborations Joe has had with pianists over his career have been memorable and voluminous. And this is yet another one with Jeffrey Keyser. This is the song Snowfall in Central Park, circa 2011. And if you focus your mind on the inside of that urban seashell, you will hear the frozen rain.
Thank you.
Again, that was with Jeffrey Keyser in 2011. We listened to The Snowfall in Central Park. It is clear that Joe is the leader of today's Vibes pack, and the world has responded to his prowess. He has won many awards and polls, including the 2006, 08, and 09 Mala Player of the Year from the Jazz Journalists Association. In his 30 CDs as a band leader and over 65 others he's appeared on, Joe has transcended labels and been a pure innovator. And in his own words, this is what he had to say about his enduring legacy.
As a jazz musician, I want to feel like I honored those who came before me. I pushed things a little further down the road.
And to blast off from this world of Joe and the Vibes, we end this hour of music from Joe with the song Bizarro World. Circa 2011, he teamed up with Jim Rotundi on this one. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and my favorite cat to team up with, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yo, Joey!
Like what you heard, well, we can't hear you. Let us know what you think out there in Radio Land. We are always welcome for suggestions and requests. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Don't define jazz. Jazz is just like an attitude.
Neon Jazz.